In Newtown, Connecticut, the small New England community continues to mourn after Friday's shooting that claimed the lives of so many children. Families with children in the school who survived the shooting are struggling to explain the tragedy to their kids, but they're also trying to retain some normalcy in the holiday season. Jeff Cohen from member station WNPR met up with one family.
In Greenwich, Santa is inside McArdle's Florist and Garden Center. Outside are his reindeer, 4 real-life reindeer for everyone to see. Brian Balargian is here with his family. It's about an hour from the Sandy Hook Elementary School where his son Hunter is in third grade. Together, they're trying to figure out which reindeer is which.
You say their name and then they'll look at you.
I met Balargian Friday morning as he left the school in Newtown after he'd been reunited with his son. At that point, all he knew was that 2 or 3 staff members had been hurt. The news would get much worse. Balargian has talked a lot with his son since then, trying to help the 8-year-old understand.
You know, he understands exactly what happens. He asked when does he think he can go back to school, and, you know, and we tell him we're not sure. He asked me today if he's going to get his coat and his lunchbox that's still in the classroom, and I said, yes, Hunter, you know, you will get your lunchbox and your coat.
And of course, the boy also had questions about people, including Principal Don Hochsprung, who died in the attack.
He had a really good relationship with the principal. And he asked us today, you know, when do you think that they're going to, you know, find another principal?
He's also got friends in first grade from soccer and after school activities.
He's wondering if one of his friends is okay. You know, so, you know, they're definitely not taking our mind off of it. We're just trying to just kind of, you know, just moving forward as best as we can and with the situations that we're given.
For his part, Balargian says it's hard for him to process the fact that so many young lives have been lost. Of the dead, 20 were children, most of them 6 and 7 years old.
These kids are just, you know, haven't even had a chance, you know. They didn't even get a chance to steal a candy bar from Stop and Shop, you know what I mean? It's like they're, and it's unfortunate, you know. It's in shock. It's hard to explain.
Eventually, Balargian decided it was time to try and think about something else, for a little while anyway. So they came here.
We are here today just to kind of get the kids out. Nice, beautiful, you know, day and holiday season, and they just wanted to, you know, come and see Santa and the reindeers and just kind of get some fresh air.
Balargian says he knows there will be more hard conversations, but at least for a few minutes, it felt like the holidays again. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Cohen.